Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
The lead singer of this band is on the phone to us from Canada this morning.
Yeehaw, I love that song.
From New World Sun, just before they jump on a plane and head to our part of the world next week, Joel Parisian. Hello, Joel.
Good morning.
Lovely to talk to you. Now, how long till you jump on a plane and come here?
I guess about 72 hours, about.
It's about how long the flight like is that. As well, isn't it?
Just about maybe half.
Now, last time you guys were in Sydney, you were playing a support gig for another band, and you got a standing ovation and had to play an encore. Does that happen a lot?
Well, we try not to make it a habit. You know, we want to be respectful of anybody that's invited us to go on before them. So it can be a little bit embarrassing when, you know, in that particular moment you end up. But you know what? I shouldn't go on like that. You know, we've been really blessed. Everybody that we've ever gone out on the road with or has invited us to warm up for them has been nothing but gracious and supportive. And so, you know, it feels a little cheeky at the time. But if that's what the fans want.
Yeah, hey. Can't argue with that.
Now, there's some nicknames that float around for you. Now, the ones we can say. Well, no, they're all quite pleasant. Tell us about these JP, Soul Joel.
Well, JP is, I guess, the easy one because that's my initials. But a few years ago, about 6 years ago, one of my really good friends and mentors, his name's Leroy Emanuel. And in fact, he's of the Motown Funk Brothers fame. You know, he played on records by Marvin Gaye and Diana Ross and Dionne Warwick. And I was out touring with him. And, of course, I was just the young lad on the tour. And we were playing a bunch of Motown stuff and some funk and soul. And I was the keyboard player. And I was the young lad of the gang. And we were on tour in Europe. And everybody had a nickname. And I felt a little bit left out. And I came up to him. I said, Leroy, like, come on, man. How come you've given everybody else a nickname but me? I feel like I'm part of the team. And he said, well, Joel, you're going to have to wait until the tour's up, you know, because it's kind of like you got to wait your turn. And then by the end of the tour, he said, okay, I got a name for you. You're Soul Joel, brother. That's your name. And then ever since then, it's just stuck. And so, you know, we have fun with it. It's a little tongue-in-cheek. But I can say that I was duly knighted by a real legitimate funk brother, and that means a lot to me being a fan of genre.
Because how many white French-Canadian guys can get called Soul Joel?
I think I'm the first so far, but I wouldn't want to offend anybody out in Montreal or something like that.
Right.
French Canadians can be pretty hot-tempered, so.
Do people always love the fact that you're bilingual and you've got the French-Canadian thing going on?
Well, I guess I suppose it depends what part of the world you're in. You know, in all of Europe, it's not really so much of a novelty because most Europeans that I've met speak a minimum of two, if not three or four languages. And some of them have even made me feel like they speak English better than I do.
That's always awkward.
You know, but everywhere else in the Commonwealth, everybody's kind of, you know, impressed that I speak a little bit of French. And, you know, it truthfully does make my grandmother very happy. So,
we're all set. We were just busting to ask you about the all-famous Canadian bacon, and it's meant to be the best in the world, but we then realised you're a vegetarian, and just wondering, is there Canadian not bacon available in Canada?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I would tell you that most Canadians are fonder of regular bacon than what we call back bacon, because, of course, it would seem silly for us to walk around calling it Canadian bacon in Canada, which leads me to wonder whether people in Brazil call Brazil nuts, or if they just call them nuts.
It's a valid question, Joel.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, or English muffins, or anyways, I'll let that go. But no, back bacon is not something that's as commonly on the menu when you go to a restaurant, and I think it's absolutely repugnant, and I always have. And I thought that even before I stopped eating meat, but, you know, I wouldn't want to offend the swine farmers of Canada, so we'll just keep that between us.
Sure. Do you get not bacon, like we do here, the not bacon?
The not bacon?
Yeah, not bacon, oh, yes, like stuff. Not dogs and not bacon, the vegetarian substitutes.
Oh, that stuff.
Mm.
Oh, I don't eat that stuff. I'm not a big fan of soy. I like to eat foods that I think my body knows what it is, and once you take it to that third or fourth degree of processing, I don't know. I'm not a veggie dog guy or anything like that. I rather eat some proper vegetables or some cheese or some eggs or something, but I stay away from the fake bacon for sure.
That is a valid choice. What did you see of Australia while you were here last time? It was pretty recent.
We were there last time, I suppose, was, we just came in for a real quick visit last year. We were only around for, I think, about, 3 days before flying off to do the big parachute festival in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it was a quick stop in Sydney and quick stop in Brisbane. And so we got to spend the night walking around and taking in Sydney proper as a city. That was actually the first time that we had been to Sydney. Previously to that, we'd only been in Brisbane and then Toowoomba for Easterfest.
Always a treat.
You know, we like it. I mean, for us, it's all novel. The Aussies kind of go Toowoomba and they roll their eyes, and I just sort of say, hey, well, for us, we're on the other side of the world. I mean, we could be in the smallest town in the outback and think it's novel. But anyways, so Sydney really blew us away as a city overall. It's big, and that's what I'm used to coming from Toronto, is actually a very big city as well. But you just have such a great marine lifestyle that goes along with living in Sydney, and the Opera House, of course, is really beautiful. And we have a lot in common with Aussies being Canadians. You know, there's something about that Commonwealth connection, I always like to say, and I think we share a lot of the same sense of humor. So our biggest impression of Australia is always the people more than the places, because we're always in and out.
Great.
Fair enough. We'd like to actually consider Canada more like New Zealand to us, but anyway, we can have that conversation later, I think. And to people who don't know the New World Sun sound, how would you describe it to people who aren't familiar with you?
The New World Sun sound, I mean, we start with gospel. I mean, what we do is gospel music through and through, and I mean that not only from the message perspective, but from the perspective of musical history, and I believe that all popular music draws heavily from gospel music as a genre. But then you splash a little bit of old school rock and roll and funk and R&B and reggae makes up a big sound, part of our sound too. So it's kind of a gospel foundation with all of these side shoots that kind of get glued onto the family tree. And it's a very natural blend for us because we have four different members with completely different musical tastes. And though we've never really sat down and had a proper meeting about exactly what the New World Sun sound is going to be, it's always come about very organically. It's just natural to have that kind of a mosaic when you have members whose ages vary, you know, over the spectrum of 25 to 45. So,
good stuff. Thank you so much for catching up with us this morning, Joel. Really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, we're looking forward to coming back. We're not looking forward to the flight, but we are looking forward to the people. And I know one of our members is looking forward to having some Vegemite, so.
Great. I hope you get some good movies on the plane, at least.
Something like that. I just usually take as much sleeping aids as possible and just wake up in a whole other time zone. But, yeah, it's all good.
Well, excellent.
And maybe as building that friendship and bond with Canada, just a bit of Vegemite and just a sprinkle, a pouring of maple syrup over the top on toast. Well, we could give it a crack. What do you reckon?
Well, I'm afraid to bring some over and reciprocate because I might get locked up in quarantine.
That's true. We're pretty tough.
Yeah, no doubt. Almost as tough as the Kiwis, but it's all good.
Thank you. Well, can't wait to see him here next week. Joel Parisian, lead singer of New World Sun. All the concert details are on the Hope 103.2 website. We'll get them up on our Aaron and Helen Facebook page for you as well.